Okay, Sandy, so let me kick off, please.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about your parents? Because I know your dad was a very famous
He was a
surgeon.
surgeon, and my mother was on the stage in the West End
Oh, right.
in the 1930s, first silent movies. I mean, they've got her films in the archives in London, you know, the film archives.
Yes, BFI. Yes.
Yes. Well, you can go and see her.
Oh, so how would you describe your parents?
Directly opposite. Father was, I mean, my mother was caring and she would talk to anybody and fill the house with people, but she wasn't like my father, who would do, I mean, he used to go and see his patients on a Sunday. If they were really sick, he would go up to London and see his patients on a Sunday. He was a very jolly man.
Where did he do most of his work?
Up in London.
Right, okay.
Yes, up in London. He had a private practice in Harley Street, and then he was senior surgeon at Barts, where his son then went, and then his daughter-in-law as well, both trained there. My other brother trained at the Westminster. They were all medical.
So where did they live? If they were, did
They
they live in the
lived, well, this had to be completely done up because all the beams were covered, so the ceilings were even lower because the people that lived before covered. They didn't like wood, so why
Right.
they lived here, I can't imagine. And so all the beams were covered. So that's why they're black, because we couldn't get the plaster out. They should be a honey colour, but they're not.
So when you're
They came in 1936, Father bought it.
right, okay.
He was going on a train down to Cardiff, probably to watch the Rugger from London, and he saw lots of trains and lots of trees on the way down, sort of Kintbury, Hungerford, all the way. And he just must have seen this advertised somewhere. I have got a brochure somewhere where it was, but I don't know where it is now.
But before then he lived in London, I presume.
Yes, they
Right.
did. They lived in London. And they always had a flat in London because Father worked
Yes.
basically in London when he wasn't abroad operating on people abroad. He went a lot abroad.
And he was at Norton Morgan.
Yes.
So, yeah, a well-known surgeon.
Well, he got well known. He did most of the crowned heads of everywhere. I don't know. He was always. I got a pair of bedroom slippers from Haile Selassie. He sent me a pair of
Wow.
leopard bedroom slippers and all sorts of things we got sent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He didn't
So,
speak any foreign languages.
no,
No, which
but
was
you didn't.
amazing.
But with the Empire, people
He
didn't.
didn't. No, they didn't. And he didn't. He didn't mind if he was a dustman or a king. He treated everybody exactly the same. Exactly the same.
And also in the time he was practicing, working and all the rest of it, the empire was in its heyday,
Yes, it
pretty
was.
much.
And we lived down here as with my mother and children, and he lived in London during the week and came down at the weekends. But he farmed dairy cattle, Pedigree Ayrshires. They're in the Ayrshire herd book. And he brought her, I remember he brought home a bull calf. He wanted a bull in the back of his car on the seat. I mean, you wouldn't want to know that, really.
So when you
But he didn't garden. He was always frightened of hurting his hands.
Yes.
But what he was very good at was grafting trees, apple trees. He could do that with almost not damaging his hands. But he was always frightened of damaging his hands. And he
Yes.
had the most peculiar hands. Well, not peculiar hands, most peculiar fingernails. They sort of didn't come up like ordinary fingernails. They went the other way.
Oh.
But he was no good at gardening. He
No.
wasn't interested in plants. He liked his cows, but he didn't really like dogs. We were allowed dogs, but they weren't allowed to come in the house.
And what about your mum?
And Mum was not interested in plants either. She was very interested in people and,
The theatrical side was on your mum's side?
Yes. And the other side, the sort of caring side. It doesn't mean she wasn't caring. She was caring, but not the same sort of way.
Yeah.
She was a very good cook. And we used to have, oh, a lot of children from the village used to come in here and have her cakes at tea time, because it didn't matter who you were, everybody was welcome. We used to have there were only boys in the village, so I was the added boy, because there was only the Bradshaw family that had girls, really. And so I had to do all the things that the boys did. The Sharp family rented Kirby Farm, or perhaps he was a tenant farmer, I think. Yes, tenant farmer. And he had a son. He was called Blunty. Blunty Sharp.
Oh.
Anyway.
All right. So we're over there. So that gives us some sort of idea. So you, if it's not a really rude question, what year were you born? I take it
1936.
Right, okay. So that was when your dad came here.
Yes, I think he bought it then and had to bring... There was no water or electricity in the house.
Yes. So, and so you had a well here.
The well is still there.
Yes.
And it's good. The water's sour. We use it to water the garden. Got a pump. But the electricity, I think he had to guarantee that 10 other people in the village would want electricity. So he went round finding other people to have electricity. So that's how we got electricity.
But was electricity here when you were young?
When I was young, yes, it was.
Okay. Because yes. In some other parts of the village, the electricity didn't come until 1952.
No, probably not.
Surprising, isn't it?
I don't know when it did come in. I know it came in late. But round here, there was a little house there, and she was Norman painting.
Yes, him, yeah.
His wife, and she'd been the lady's maid, and apparently she was very pretty to some lady. It was either, it'll come, I can't remember, but I do remember. And she used to take in refugee children from London during the war.
Right.
Reputation has it that she only put her teeth in on a Thursday to go to market. She was nice, actually. They had some beautiful, beautiful china in their house that was given to them. Oh, who was it? It was either Blenheim or somewhere like that. I think it was. She was a lady's maid at Blenheim. Apparently she was very beautiful. I can't remember what she looked like, actually.
I wonder how she got to and from Blenheim or wherever.
No, she didn't. She only came here when she married Norman.
Okay, understood.
And he had three sons.
And your dad obviously had a car when you came. There can't have been that many people here with cars.
I can't remember other people with cars. We went everywhere on the bus. We didn't have a car.
Yeah. So did people still use pony and trap?
Yes, we had a pony and trap. We had an Icelandic pony called Blot that we used to go everywhere in a pony and trap. And I can remember going out to tea, or mean to go out to tea with the Bradshaws down in Lower Green. And Blot, if he didn't want to go anywhere, he wouldn't go. And having to sort of send a message, I don't know how she sent the message down. Did you have it? We must have had a telephone, I suppose. Said, I'm terribly sorry, we can't get to you because the horse won't come any further.
I guess most other people walked.
They walked. Or bicycled. We went everywhere on our bikes.
Yes.
We used to walk to Kimbley.
Yeah.
We used to walk miles. And Michael used to go, it's not sensible to talk about it now, go birds aching, birds, you know, pinch an egg from a bird's nest.
Yes.
He had a collection of birds' eggs. But, I mean, he wasn't cruel. He'd just take one.
Yeah.
And he had a sort of little chest that he put them in, all named.
But I think certainly in the 40s, it was common for people to...
This was the 40s.
to have collections of butterflies where they would anaesthetise butterflies and stick them into their rows.
Oh, Ian used to do and pin them with a pin.
Yeah, and birds' eggs were common, you know, people blowing birds' eggs and saving. So it was one of those things that people did. Now, it's nowadays, it's it isn't that. But then if you look at the way in which insects and that have been decimated by herbicides. But
they're far worse.
Insecticides, rather.
Yes, we don't do that.
So transport was really walking, bike, bus.
Which was called Newbury and Riskett, because the bus company was called Newbury and District.
Right,
it was called Newbury and Riskett.
So it wasn't Swansdown then?
No. And it used to stop on the corner out here. It was always full.
And so that was principally to go to Hungerford or to go to Newbury?
Yes.
Did people go to Kimbury to get the train?
Yes, my father used to get the train to London. And what was the name of the man? I do know his name. He had a station master. And if Dad was late to get whatever time train he caught to go back to London, he'd stop the train. What was his name? And you could collect parcels from there.
Yeah.
And everything. I do know his name.
Quite different, isn't it?
Yes, quite different. I haven't been in a trade for ages because I haven't been anywhere. So it's not surprising, really.
Moving on to school. So when you were in infant school...
I didn't go to nursery school. They didn't exist.
Right, okay. Yes. Understood.
So I went to a little school in Newbury, just as you come into the Newbury. The first little, you go past the grammar school and down there, and there was a little chapel on the right-hand side near that.
I understand exactly where it is.
And the school was run by Janie Neat, the wife of one of the Neat brothers, you know, the auctioneers. I went to school there. No, I went to school there, and I was taken to school there. An American used to come in a jeep and take me, came from Greenham Common and used to take me to school because we didn't have any petrol or anything like that.
So what do you remember most about your school years?
I don't really remember a lot at all except being taken to school in a jeep.
Did many of the people in Inkpen go to... school.
I've never met anybody else from Inkpen who ever went there.
So who, what did you do in the holidays? Who did you play with?
I played with all the boys in the village.
Right, okay.
Cricket and kick the can, and then we had a society called the 30th Brigade, and we went round with awfully dangerous and on our bits, you know, you have a bit on the back of a bicycle with burning straw on it, and that's what we were going to do. We were going to burn the Germans out, and we had a camp in the fir woods. I mean, it was all, we were the policemen's. I mean, he lived in the village just down past the post office somewhere.
That's the old post office.
Yes, yeah, Miss Edwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, the Edwards' sister.
So what are you? So you didn't play things like cowboys and Indians. It was Germans and.
Oh, it was Germans. No, we didn't do cowboys and Indians.
No.
And cricket and football, anything boys played, and climbed trees. I got scars down my side, where I fell down and climbed up a fir tree and it branch broke. So that's about all I did in the summer holidays. Oh, when there was a cinema in Hungerford.
Was it the Regal or?
No, it was where the old Methodist chapel was. It was in there.
Oh, right, okay.
And I can remember Thomas coming out. We'd been to see a cowboy film. I think we got there on our bicycles. And there was a man coming out and he was limping badly. And Thomas said in a very loud voice, "Oh, he must have been hit by a ricochet." I can always remember that. I know it's a silly thing, you won't want to know that.
But no, but the thing is, I remember we used to do church church parades and stuff like that.
Yes.
And most of the people, certainly for Poppy Day, you know, Remembrance Sunday,
yes,
most of the people who were in the parade were from the First World War, not from the Second World War.
I don't remember that.
And we had people, they had the...
I remember the parades, but I didn't know where they came from.
Yeah. But they had, they used to have like three-wheeler tricycles, but they didn't have pedals. They did it with their hands.
I don't remember that.
And yeah, and people with club, you know, with wooden club legs and all sorts of things. So yeah, it's amazing, quite different. Isn't it? Church obviously played a big part.
Yeah, we went to church every Sunday with the dog, and halfway down the hill there was a wooden seat set into the bank where you could stop and sit down if you wanted to. No, we always went to church.
Did you? And you took the dog into the church?
And the dog came and sat at the end of the pew. It was a Scotchy dog. And we had he was a very high church vicar called Father Driscoll. And he used to ride round the village on his bike in all his then was a big hat. And he'd just knock on your door and come in and have a cup of tea or whatever. And he used to have the teenage boys, I don't know if it was once a month or twice a year or how often it was, he used to have the boys to supper and tell them ghost stories.
Oh, right.
But he used to ring a bell in church because he was a bit high church, apparently, I can't remember. And Mother used to say, oh, I wish he'd leave his telephone, wouldn't turn his telephone off or whatever.
The funny thing is these days people have their phones with them.
Yes. And you weren't allowed to ring a bell of any description in the war.
Yes.
Church bells, even the handbell there. My mother would never shout for us to come in and shout tea or anything. She'd ring the bell. She wasn't even allowed to do that.
Right.
Because that meant invasion. But it wasn't as bad as Ian's father used to take an alarm clock to church because they had a Welsh vicar whose sermons got very long, and when he reckoned he'd had enough, he used to set the alarm off. According to Ian, I mean, I didn't know because I didn't know Ian then, but apparently that's what he did.
So you were growing up here in the war years, so without an infant school or a nursery school.
No, or if
you were pretty much grounded here for the war.
Yes, really, with blackout and everything like that. And Mother used to make briquettes with coal dust and a bit of cement, you know, because we didn't have central heating or anything like that. Yeah. Used to get dressed in bed because it was cold.
Yes, yeah. There were movements of troops in the village, movements of tanks on occasion.
I can remember tanks coming down the drive, yes. I don't know why they were coming down the drive, but I remember them coming down the drive.
And do you remember the tanks and that up on Warbury?
No, I don't. No. Okay. There was a plane crash up
there. There was, yes.
Yes. And I can remember when they sent all those gliders from Greenham to Arnhem.
Yes.
They were nearly all killed. They were nearly all New Zealanders, I believe, with their parachutes and everything. Yeah. I can remember them going from Greenham. It must have been an American base then.
It was,
and
yes.
So they were flying from...
And did you actually see them taking off?
Some of them... You could see the planes flying over. So.
And they had the troop manoeuvres on the hill.
Yes, they did. And don't you get the helicopters now at night? Yeah. But they're not allowed to fly after 11, I don't believe.
Supposedly not.
No, don't get many then. They drop troops occasionally out there. And we used to see them flying over with tanks dangling, you know, the transport with tanks and things being shifted about.
Was that with the Chinooks, the ones with two lots of blades? Or
They were great big helicopters, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what sort they were. Mm. But
so how did war affect living here? I mean, in terms of things like meat, vegetable, you know, just food and stuff.
They used to have the village fete at the village hall. And they had bowling for a pig. And one year, mother won the pig, Piglet. And we called it Tony. And it lived in the bottom of the garage for a bit. And you had to... Well, we fattened him up. He was called Tony. He was always getting out, and people ringing up and saying, "We've got your pig sitting underneath our oak tree," you know, eating acorns. But you had to, at that time, when you'd fattened it up, you had to give half of it to the government, and you could eat the other half. But we couldn't eat it. I don't know what happened to it, but we never were given any to eat.
Yes. But well, I think
we rebelled.
A lot of people... We're encouraged to have rabbits.
Yes, we had rabbits. We had everything that moved.
Yes. So with deer and rabbits and stuff, there wasn't a shortage of meat.
Not really, no. Not really. And we had Canadians used to come and... I don't know why Canadians came here, but they used to eat squirrel.
Really?
Kate was on the telly cooking squirrel, not about... must have been about 5 years ago now. Right. And we had an awful job because he hadn't got any here. We didn't want to decimate them, but they destroy a lot of trees.
They do.
So Ian always shot them.
Do you remember the red squirrels?
No.
That's sad, isn't it?
That is sad.
Because when I grew up in Bath, all of the squirrels were red.
Really?
I hadn't seen a grey until I moved out to Bath.
They're rats, really.
I know they are horrible things, but... The red squirrels are just lovely.
I've seen them in Scotland, but yeah. I haven't seen them.
They're just down everywhere. Here. And and people talked about grey squirrels, and I thought, well, you know.
They feed them over there.
Do they really? They're mad.
They can play. Ian's given up shooting now. But he used to line the cartridges off on the windowsill in the bathroom, because that faces north, where the oak tree is. And we'd shout squirrel down here, and he'd have his gun up and he'd stand up in the bath and shoot the squirrels. So we're as daft as the next person, I think.
With the village hall and so on, was there entertainment? Oh, a lot of entertainment during the war years particularly.
But they had plays and all sorts of things. My mother used to... I don't know if she directed them or she acted in them, but she was always over there doing something with them. And we used to get German prisoners brought out to us here to work on the farm. They were brought in the morning and collected. I can remember them being very nice and them showing us pictures of their children. I mean, they were decent. They weren't horrible.
No.
They weren't anti-British or anything like that, but you had to join up, apparently. And so, we used to get quite a lot of German prisoners.
Yeah. Well, down in Kintbury at Templeton, they had Italian prisoners of war.
Oh, same
so
thing.
They housed them in the walled garden.
Oh, did they? Mm. No, ours weren't housed here. They came in a bus. I don't know where they came from. Newbury, I suppose. I don't know. That direction, anyway. Yeah. So we had them. So,
do you remember much else about the war years?
I remember rationing. I remember babies were given. I remember Thomas being given coupons, because he's 11 years younger than us. Orange juice and things like that. It was disgusting, orange juice in a funny bottle. It was horrible.
You get used to it, Sally.
Did? Yes. You're probably about the same age as Tom then. And what else? I remember when we first got a banana, because there were no bananas or
oranges. No oranges, you're right.
No, there weren't.
Absolutely.
There were not. And we used to give our apples to the village. Wasn't in the war though, so the village school, they had a very good cook who lived near... what we still call the Swedish houses.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the Swedish. So it's Hazelwick. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember the name.
So yeah.
Remember when those got built?
Oh right. So they were
a donation from the Swedish government.
But there were four lots of them, and so that was at the beginning of the war, during the middle of the war.
I can't remember exactly when it was. But I remember during being the war. Quite small. It was either just before the war. Wasn't before the war.
No. But it was. I think it was during the war.
It was during. Yes.
I wonder who was housed there. Must have been.
They weren't privately owned.
No. I wonder if they were troops.
I don't know. We had a nurse that lived in the village. Nurse Jordan.
Yes. And she lived by the Crown of Garter.
No, she didn't. She lived. You go down Gardfair, go as if you're going to go up the gibbet. Do you know that row of little houses opposite farm? She lived down that little lane. There's a little house about a quarter of the way down that lane.
Oh, right, okay. Because when I spoke with Bob May's sister, from the point of view of people living in Lower Green, they think of that as being towards
she lived there.
Yeah. And do you remember polio jabs?
Yes, I remember polio. I don't know who did those. I suppose she did.
There used to be a call up each year for youngsters to go and get polio jabs.
I remember polio jabs.
And you got a sweet if you had your jab.
Yes. The sweets would be bad now.
They would, absolutely. Although
I was amazed when I went and had my cataracts done at the, we always call it the community hospital.
Yeah.
They were brilliant in there. And everybody was given a biscuit and a cup of tea or a cup of coffee afterwards.
Yeah. Well, you're too old to get a sweet now.
No, well, but even so, I was quite amazed by that.
Yes.
And then they rang up the other day to find out, had it been a success? Was it good? And did I want another appointment? I said, no, I'll wait a bit.
Going back to, you've got the Crown and Garter as a pub, you've got the Swan, which was...
And the Olive Branch down
Olive
here.
Branch.
Yes.
The Craven Arms.
Craven Arms.
Was that still a pub then?
They were all pubs when I was a child.
Right, okay.
And gradually they
faded away.
Drifted away every time I could. Mainly after I was married, a lot of them went. It was not that I was in there keeping them going. My father wouldn't even let me take the empties down.
But it was the thing that you know, pubs weren't as restrictive as they are now.
They were lovely. Everybody could meet everybody and just lean up against the bar. There wasn't any food.
No, absolutely. Trades people, when you had things that went wrong, like you needed somebody for plumbing or electricity.
I can't remember that.
I know there were blacksmiths, so if you wanted gates done or...
Yes.
You know, you needed some...
We used to go to the sawmills, made our gate, farm gate.
Right, okay.
That's a new one. We haven't had that very long. The other had been here all that time.
Right.
And there was a man, and I don't know what his name was walking past about 5 years since we had the room placed. So he was walking back, and he said, I can remember as a boy helping put the original gate in.
That would have been Pete Bailey.
Would it?
Yes, he's dead now, sadly.
I didn't ever know his name.
Yeah, he was an apprentice there.
That's it. So he must have done the gate.
He was there and he bought a piece of land from the Edwards at the end of Folly Road.
Yes.
And he built, with the help of some others, he built his bungalow.
Oh, right.
So he lived
on the edge of the
sawmills.
Because they'd been going since the Battle of Agincourt, hadn't they? That's where they made their original money.
Is that right?
Making the bows and arrows. Mm. Because there were a lot of yew trees around about. So that's where they made their money from.
Yeah, good Lord.
I don't know why I know that. but I must have been told it.
In terms of other people coming in to do things, gardeners, I guess there were gardeners.
No, we didn't have a gardener. We had a chap who ran the farm for Dad called, his wife was called Nora, and she used to help Mother in the house. What was his name? And they eventually moved down to the estate. Who was the person who had that big estate in Hungerford?
Not Hungerford Park.
Who lived at Abington. Was Hungerford Park, I think.
Yeah, probably was.
They owned the cottages down on the river there. Ben Needs. And he ran the farm all during the war. And the farm was let to a Mrs. Drew. Is it Drewer's whiskey? Somebody's whiskey. Drewer's whiskey, is it? Dewar's.
Dewar's whiskey.
Dewar's whiskey. Let to Mrs. Dewar of Dewar's whiskey, who rented it all during the war. And right. Then we had Bill May, who lived in the cottage called, they knocked it down, a thatch cottage near the pub. It's now called Wits End.
Right.
They had a dear little thatch cottage there, and he lived with, they weren't married, lived with Laura, and she was the maid to Schlesinger's, who lived,
right, okay,
John Schlesinger, yeah, yeah. And all that lot. They could run an orchestra with their family, a small orchestra, because they all played an instrument.
So you knew the Schlesingers quite,
yes,
well?
Yes, very well.
What, yeah, were they like?
They were lovely. Absolutely lovely. They were all very talented. And the youngest one, Susan, committed suicide, didn't it?
Oh,
which was sad, and she's buried in the garden.
Oh, dear.
Yes, we knew them very well. He was a paediatric surgeon, the father. He was lovely. He was lovely.
Yeah. Well, they obviously, you know, they clearly had a lot of parties and things like that in the village.
We did have a lot of parties, yes.
Let me move on then. So we've done trades, people that you know the Schlesingers.
And the Bradshaws.
Bradshaws. Did you know the Scotsons?
Not very well.
No.
Not very well.
Did you know anybody at Totterdown?
There was a big house down there.
That's right, big house.
And Marriott's used to live there a long time ago. Did when they? We were children.
Oh, right, okay.
Because
Marriott's house now...
used to be opposite the school down that lane.
That's right.
And now they're down the bottom, here, yes, near the,
yeah,
pub.
Yeah.
Yes.
What can you remember of people that stand out?
I can remember the post office.
Which was the Edwards.
Which was Edwards. And we used to do dreadful things because Michael found out he was chemistry mad, and that's my older brother, and he found out, I don't know what he put on to a penny, but it made it look silver. And we used to go down there and buy sweets with what she thought was a half a crown, and it wasn't. And Mother having to bail us out with the police. And when she was out, we used to blow glass. We had we've got a big fireplace in here, and it was just big logs. And we used to blow glass when she was out and melt his lead soldiers and all sorts of horrible, yeah, things.
So when you had, just going back a bit, but when you had sort of dull, dark days and you couldn't go out, what sort of games?
We played lots of board games.
Yes.
Like Helmer and Snakes and Ladders and all things like that.
Yes.
I didn't play chess. I'm innumerate. I didn't play chess at all.
But presumably you played things like checkers or...
Yes, a Monopoly. And everything like that. We did a lot of puzzles, a lot of jigsaw puzzles, and we had a great big, I remember it was in a red box, compendium with all sorts of games in it. I bet all children did then.
Yeah, probably.
And talking about deliveries, the meat used to be delivered by, was Thatcher's, the butcher's in Kintbury, and I'd come round with a basket. And the bread used to come from Ham, and he used to just come round with all sorts of bread, okay, twice a week, because, yeah, he would get petrol and deliver the bread. I can't remember his name. He's not there anymore. He used to make delicious lardy cake. I remember that.
That's everybody says that. And so it says, what about milk?
Milk used to come from ink pen. At the very, you go past the Swan, and past the Swan, there's a farm on your right-hand side.
Vale Farm.
I don't know what it's called. And they used to deliver the milk.
Right.
I don't know how often they came. And anyway, we had our own cattle.
Yes, sure.
So it's only if something went wrong.
Presumably it wasn't pasteurised or anything.
I've still got it, a great big thing like that. We didn't have an agar. It sat on the top of the cooker where you skimmed the milk.
Yes, and got the cream.
And Dad being medical and mad about anything that came off the land, we had to pasteurise it. I got thermometers in there where we used to pasteurise our own milk. Pig, of course, had the skim milk, so there was no trouble.
Yes.
With that, and we used to have to pasteurise the other with those blooming thermometers that are in that drawer there.
So, moving on, sort of slightly forward and a bit back, in Black Legend.
Oh, yes.
So your mum was starred in that.
Yes, and John and Robert Hardy did that. They met at, I think, Balliol in Oxford. I don't know what he was reading. And they did it, yes.
Were you part of that, or...?
No, but part of it was filmed in the house.
Yes.
Down the other end.
Yes.
And Michael was one of the boys with Roger Schlesinger, the youngest son, with the boys on the bicycles at the beginning. I remember all the clothes being about. I remember them being stored in the garage,
All the costumes,
yes. And yes. Dela Bradshaw was one of the women there, and Laura from the pub down, from not the pub, Bill May's wife, she was in it too. And all the village was sort of mucked out in it.
And did you go to see it when it was aired?
I saw it long before it was all messed about and music put with it.
Well, it was a silent movie then.
Yes, it was. It was lovely. I think they ruined it by... I never went when they'd done that music and all that jazz.
Well, Robert Hardy did the narration.
Yes, that was good.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
And, of course, that featured at the Gibbet. And
yes, it did.
The Gibbet, during the war years, the Gibbet would have been there, I guess.
I think it's always been there, except when somebody cut it down or it fell down or something.
Or set fire to it, yeah.
Whatever they did to it, they did destroy it. I've got a bit of it in the house there.
Oh, right, okay. So that is the central thing. Moving on to the seasons. So at Christmas, my memory of Christmas is basically that it always snowed.
Yes, it did, actually, and the snow got really high. I mean, I remember going up towards Coombe and it'd be level with the top of the hedges and walking as if you were going down a long tunnel.
Yes.
No, it always snowed. And painting, of course, our roads were always clear because he had his contractors in the village. And so we never got stuck after the war when we had transport, but we never got stuck on our bicycles either.
Yeah.
Because the threshing was always done by... Because nobody like us had threshing machines, and he used to come and do it with his big threshing machines and what have you.
I'm sort of moving about a bit here. So at Christmas time, where did you get your Christmas tree from, or did you grow your own Christmas tree?
I don't know what we had at Christmas. We didn't have an artificial tree. So where it came from, I honestly don't know.
Did it actually have candles on it?
No.
Right, always had lights.
I don't think we had any lights then or anything. We just had a tree with no lights on it.
Right, okay.
which was very jolly, but we didn't know anything different.
Yeah.
No, it didn't have candles on it, because this was all these buildings were thatched.
Yes.
So we were brought up, I'm always terrified of fire now, but we were never allowed bonfires or fireworks or anything like that.
But this house wasn't thatched when your dad moved in.
Oh, yes, he was.
It was, okay.
It wasn't taken up. My son, Mark, when he was a baby, that's when the thatch was taken off. And that must have been, he's 64 now. No, and so the tiles are not old tiles. They were made by a man in Andover. I don't know what his name was, but apparently he made tiles and he had lots of big pits, which he would then cover them for so many years with soil, and then they got to look old.
So do you remember, Thatcher's coming?
Oh yes, we had Bill May.
Right, okay.
Bill May, who lived...
Bob May's dad.
Yes, he must have been. Yes, he must have been. He lived down in the little cottage, Wits End. And he died. The story was, he was a bit of a beer addict. He fell off his ladder, drunk, while thatching, waving to a beer lorry. That was the story that went round the village.
And so he did pretty much everybody's in the village.
Oh, I think so, yes.
Because he used to thatch his own house. Box cottage he used to thatch.
Yes.
Every 5 years.
Yes. And it cost more to insure it if you put wire on it to keep the squirrels and the mice and the rats out.
Mm-hmm.
No, we never did that. Father didn't. No, but the whole lot were thatched. All the barns, the garage, the granary, everything was thatched. And so on the atlases then, there was a little mark of Rolfe's farm as a landmark, because they're set in a sort of horseshoe shape.
Yes.
And so that's why we still get things over us, unfortunately, a lot.
Can you remember anything else that stands out? Do you remember when Joyce Hugh Pritchard's dad found the Beaker People pots?
No, I can't remember that at all.
No, okay.
But we found one or two Roman pots when Father was setting up his cowshed. They went into the museum in Newbury. They were only little.
Yeah, but they were from this site.
I don't know which site, but they came from Inkpen.
Right. Okay.
No, he dug them up in the farm when he was digging up the farmyard.
Right.
So nobody's come to excavate the farmyard, because presumably there might have been something underneath there.
Anything that costs money won't happen.
Yes, no.
That's good to know. That is good to know.
We also found rosaries in the garden and all sorts of funny things. So I don't know whether the nuns or the monks from...
Templeton.
You must know who they were. It was somewhere down that neck of the woods, yes. Anyway.
Yes.
There, yes. So whether they came up here for retreat or to pray for the people that were hanged or what, I don't know, but we found one or two rosaries.
Are they in the museum as well, or are they just...
No, I think they just sort of... I don't know where they went.
Oh, right, OK.
I mean, I can remember them not being particularly special or beautiful or anything.
Doesn't have to be. Doesn't. Sally, I think that's perfect. Thank you very much.
It hasn't told you very much of any interest.
No.
Only things that don't really interest anybody else.
When you were here early on, do you remember whether obviously the roads weren't tarmacked?
We used to get great big steamrollers used to come down and tarmac the roads, and they were done properly. You didn't get potholes because they were squidged in.
And what about before they were tarmacked? Do you remember that?
No. But I think they were always tarmacked by the time my parents moved in.
May well have been. So, yes,
I don't remember. I would have been very little anyway, so I wouldn't have.
No, I just wondered.
You were able to push a pram on them, is all I know.
Yeah.
So it must have been not too bad.
And the steamrollers were like big traction engines.
Oh, they're enormous.
Yeah, we used to have those. In,
lovely
yeah.
smell of tar.
Yes. It's quite nice, isn't it?
Lovely smell of tar.
Sally, I think that's perfect. Thank
that's
you.
Hasn't told. And then there was Miss White, as you probably know, down the bottom.
Yes, in Manor Farm.
Yes.
Did you know her?
Yeah, she was a bit of a harridan. But, I mean, she was a lady farmer all on her own.
It was a working farm.
It was a working farm.
Yeah. And during the war years, a lot of people around here took in evacuees.
Yes, we didn't, because we were full up with us, if you know what yeah. I mean. But they did take in
mostly evacuees. From London, I guess.
They were mostly from London, yes. I can remember the little girls that used to be taken in when this was a little thatch cottage, this horror here. You know, Norman paintings, what was her name? I did tell you, and it's gone.
You did, don't worry.
She used to take in evacuee girls. Yeah. Only about one at a time, because it was tiny over there.
So you knew the Astors quite well?
My mother did.
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't, because their children are much younger than
yeah, yeah.
than us, so I didn't.